Today we're going to talk about the risen Savior. If you want to, turn to Psalms 51 and verse 5. God is good, amen? Aren't you glad we serve a risen Savior? Dude, that's good news, man. Ain't wasting no time. Thank you, Jesus. It is so good to have a little windy day with us this morning. So many other people we haven't seen in a while. Wendy was my buddy. She's still my buddy. She don't call on me no more. I'll never see her around. We grew up together. She's got a sister, a twin sister named Misty Day. There's Wendy Day, there's Misty Day, there's April Day. You see how that's all going together? And then there was a boy roughly my age, was going to be called Stormy Day. That was up there. But they settled with Tim. Tim Day, my buddy, my running buddy growing up. He's in the Navy. He's keeping us safe. I love that man. I ain't seen him in 20-something years. I miss him. I think about him every day. Okay, let's do this, guys. Let's just pray for a second while we figure this out. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Your will be done in this house, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your will be done. Your direction. We worship you, Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so listen. We got a problem. The world has a problem. We got a big, big problem. Y'all know this? Not talking about the presidential election. Not talking about inflation. Not talking about the price of gas. Ain't talking about the price of tea in China. I'm talking about we have a sin problem. We have a sin epidemic, and no one is immune to it. Amen? It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Okay, so here's the skinny. Here's the 411, beloved. We need a Savior, right? We got to have one. You can't do it on your own. Okay, can we have the first slide put up there? Okay, look with me. Let's skip a little bit. Let's look at Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So when I say for all have sinned, is that pretty much everybody in here? Yeah, without a doubt. We've all blown it. We've all broken God's law. Okay? Sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, right? But you know what? It didn't stop there. And what came into the world with sin? Death entered the world. Amen? So the moment when they partook of that fruit, when they broke God's law, and listen to this, isn't that just how sin is? I mean, think about it. There was one thing they couldn't do. One thing they weren't supposed to touch. And each day they got a little closer, a little closer, a little closer. Right? That's how sin is, man. It just shines and glimmers brighter than any other thing, man. You know? So we all know the story. Anybody not know the story in here? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We'll start there. Is that okay, Jesse? Amen. Okay. So anyways, look at this verse up here, guys. Romans 5 and verse 12. My monitors are out. That's not an issue, but if there's a quick fix back there, make it happen. If not, don't worry about it. Okay, Romans 5 and verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man. Okay, gather up the kids. I done found a hole in Preacher Paul's sermon here. Let's go down to the church down the way that's giving away the free Debbie cakes this morning. It said sin entered the world through one man. I remember in Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher said it was Eve. It was Eve who partook of that fruit. So what's going on, preacher? Well, okay. Who was in authority in the garden? Adam. You know what? We're talking about a risen Savior this morning. We're talking about what he paid. Okay, but this is for somebody in here, and this is for me because it hit me like a ton of bricks. So listen up, dads, because when this really jumped out at me like a possum running across the street. (Clears throat) It never happened to anybody around here? Okay. Let me just regroup for a minute. Adam was in authority. So when Eve grabbed that fruit, when Eve was hanging out with that serpent, you know, however long this took, where in the world was Adam? Where was he? Hey, listen, there was only one other human in the world, and she was a lady. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was hanging out with her. You know what I mean? I mean, let's just be real. Can we be real in the house this morning? Okay. At any given moment, Adam could have been like, hey, Eve, don't talk to that snake, man. Don't take that. Don't do that. So dads, listen up. Because this is what hit me, okay? When we don't say anything in our homes, that's just like saying yes. When we turn the other way, that's giving permission. Does that mean anything to anybody in here? Because I had to repent, man, and I'm just being truthful. Okay, but anyways, sin enters the world, and it gets worse, Josh. Death enters the world. I'm talking about at that moment, their bodies begin that aging process, the plant life, the animal life. All this stuff gets messed up because sin enters the world. But not only that, there's a spiritual separation that took place between God and humanity. You see what I'm saying? That's why when the Lord was in the garden, he said, Adam, where are you? Where are you? How many of you believe God knows exactly where all of us are? He knows everything you're doing. Yeah, even if your old lady ain't got a clue, I didn't just tell him myself. Me and Rachel Jean, we talk about everything. you might have some secrets, man, but you ain't keeping nothing from the Lord. You know what I mean? And what's done in darkness is exposed in the light. Hoot dog. Everybody say hoot dog. Preach it. Amen. So anyways, he knew where they were at. He knew they were hiding behind the bush. He knew they done. He knew they was scared to death. He was like, hey, where are we at? What just happened, man? Hey, you hear that? Fluctuation. When that happened with Larry, that's not because our sound man ain't good, okay, because he's very good. We're having problems with our PA this morning. Okay. So it was awesome to hear Larry sing that song. And the banjo. God is good. I really need to get going here. I'm just waiting for something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at this verse. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, that's what we're talking about here. This is why we need a Savior. Amen. And for all have sinned, look, check it out. You know, David had something really interesting to say about this because it didn't just stop with Adam and Eve. Did you know that? Y'all hip to that? It kept going and going and going like a virus spread from parent to child, until here we are today. I was at a gathering of family yesterday, and our family's growing, you know. And we got these little kids. There's a bunch of little kids running around. And I saw a lot of them misbehaving, man. And you know what? You didn't have to teach them babies to be bad. You didn't have to pull nary one aside and say, I want you to disobey me. You know, we're born that way. You see what I'm saying? Nobody had to teach me, man. All you had to do is leave me alone for a second. Amen. David said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. What's that mean? Does that mean David's daddy was messing around? David's mama was messing around? What's that mean? No, it means I was born into sin. I was a natural sinner. No one had to teach me. One thing I'm really good at is sinning. Y'all with me so far? Okay. Y'all ready to stop? Y'all ready to go eat? Is that good enough? Is that our Easter message? Is that good? Hey, man, we got a problem. We got a big-time problem, and it's affecting all of us. It's affecting our homes, our persons, our nation, the world. Amen? But there's good news. Let's go to the next slide if we got it. Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Does anybody ever read Isaiah? Isaiah is a good book, man. Good book. It was my dad's favorite book. I didn't know that till later, but it is definitely, definitely awesome. Read Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. So there it is again. Who ain't messed up? We've all blown it. We all like sheep have gone astray. Doing their own thing. All like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. You know, the thing about sheep is without a shepherd, that sheep is easy prey for an enemy. You know that? But not just the sheep's natural enemies, but without a shepherd, everybody wake up, without a shepherd, they're easy prey for getting into trouble all on their own. You know what I'm saying? Devil gets a lot of credit that really ain't due him. He really, really does. You know that sheep, if he wanders off, he sneaks away, he ain't listening to the shepherd. Okay, there might be a tiger out there. Well, maybe not a tiger. I mean, if you watch National Geographic, sheep and tigers ain't really in the same place. But we can make that happen. You can do a scientific experiment. But sheep have a lot of predators. They have no natural defenses. They need a shepherd. Us, we are just like that. Just like that sheep, if it wanders off, guess what, Shane? That sheep can wander right off a cliff, man. It will wander right off a cliff. They don't see good. They'll walk right off a cliff. I ain't lying. Okay. You know what else? Now, this is funny, okay, and I've said this before, but if a sheep, a lamb, whatever them things are called, if it rolls over on its back, it can't get up on its own. Yeah, true story. True story. That sheep will die on its back. Just like a baby turtle. Just like a big turtle, mama turtle, turtles in general. Okay? We've all strayed. We've all went off course. You know when we go off course, nothing good happens, right? Okay, let me tell you a little story. Yesterday, me and my beloved wife, and my children were driving down the road on the way to some festivities. And she veered off course a little bit in the vehicle. And this was the strangest of situations. Because on the side of the road, and I'm talking about on the side of the road where vehicles ain't ever supposed to be. You know what I mean? That part that is gravel, that is asphalt. You know what I'm saying? But your car ain't never supposed to be there on that side. She kind of drifts over there and she didn't skim it. She didn't nudge it. It wasn't like, woo, that was close. But she completely obliterated and smashed a turtle. And all God's people said, that's sad. That's sad. You know what? Hey, pull it back together. Pull it back together. That's sad, but she loves animals. Her heart was broken about it. Okay? She didn't do it on purpose. Okay? But you know what? Last night I'm in here studying, and I read, like sheep, we've all gone astray. Hey, when we get off course, nothing good comes out of that. You see what I'm saying? She looks up, Rachel Jean looks up, she's like, that was a paper sack. Did you hear that? I was like, no, baby, that was paper sacks don't sound like that. That was a turtle. That was a real turtle. You sure it wasn't? No, baby, no. That wasn't a paper sack. Everyone say nothing good comes out of getting off course. Amen. That's how I see it. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Okay, I thought we were going to get into some good news here today. Look, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Somebody has to pay for your sins. You hear what I'm saying this morning? If you have not accepted Jesus Christ this morning by faith, I want you to listen. We all need to listen, okay? Maybe we've grown a little cold, maybe a little complacent. I know that there are some people in here. Let me just say I feel very strongly, and I'm not calling anybody out because I don't know who it is. But today could be the day of salvation for some people this morning. And what better day than today? Amen. All of heaven rejoices, man. It's a big old happy fun party when you accept the great shepherd. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus Christ paid a debt that you could not pay. You know what iniquity is? Sinfulness. We can say it like this: wickedness. Wickedness. That's what we are without the shed blood of Jesus Christ washing away our sins. Is it true? Yes. It is. It is. We are wicked, but thank the Lord that Jesus Christ is that lamb slain before the foundations. Amen? Okay. God is good. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as one trespass, talking about Adam, therefore, as one trespass led to the condemnation for all men. Okay, we get all upset. Hey. Adam and Eve sinned, and so death enters the world. Okay? And now there's all these consequences. That ain't fair to me. Hey, you know what? You know what, guys? You would have blown it. You would have blown it. Somebody would have dropped that ball way before it ever got to you. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so listen. So one act of righteousness, you hear that? So one act of righteousness, that's Jesus. So one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Hey, listen, guys. God the Father was not freaking out. He wasn't ringing all kinds of bells and buzzers and alarms and going on red alert when they ate that fruit. This was not a surprise. He knew exactly what was going to happen. The Bible says Jesus was the Lamb what? The Lamb slain before the foundations. That means before one speck of dirt was ever laid to make planet Earth, it was already decided, it was already agreed upon, it was already written in stone that Jesus Christ was going to die for my sins. Amen? And let me just say this real fast. If you're having trouble believing the scriptures to be true, if you're having trouble believing that Jesus Christ is who he says he is and did what he said he did, the Bible backs it up. The Old Testament, the New Testament all converge, and it's all true that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Old Testament points beautifully to Jesus Christ, written hundreds of years before a man called Jesus walked on the earth. And he did everything that was prophesied about him. Everything. Do your research. Get into the books. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. Amen? Besides, you have that measure of faith, and you can accept Jesus Christ today and leave here a changed person. Amen? Amen? Okay, anybody upset with me so far? Thank you, Brother Michael. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Adam blew it. Comes right on down the line to us. Amen? But by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Yeah, amen. Amen. This is good stuff. God is good. I know it was a hassle. It was heartache for some of us to get up here this morning. I know we've been having crazy rainy days and been struggling with cabin fever and all that stuff. And just maybe the neighbor poisoned the cat. We don't know yet. But God is good. God is good. And he's risen. And we can leave here excited if we want to, right? Acts 4 and verse 12. This is a good one. And there is salvation in no one else. Okay, so we have to tackle this. Okay, we have a problem. What's the problem? We have a sin problem. It's an epidemic. You can't stop it, not on your own. Okay, well, the problem is Romans 6:23, Donnie. For the wages of sin is death. That's not good news, man. For the wages of sin is death, but this is the good news. But there's a free gift out there. There's a free gift out there because you can't earn it. Listen, you're not good enough. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie from the devil, man. And that's an epidemic right there. That I'm a good person. I'm good enough to go to heaven. If there is a heaven, I'm good enough to go there. I mean, if there was a big galactic scale and over here I put my good stuff and then I put the couple bad things I did. Well, I mean, look, man, look at all the good things I did. You know, I sent some money to feed the baby dolphins and all that. That's not how it works, man. We've all fallen short. We've all blown it. We've all fallen short of God's glorious standard. That standard's perfection, and that ain't you. Amen? And there is salvation in no one else. Okay. But I'm really into this Hindu thing right now, man. I mean, can I just call Jesus Ganesh? No. Can I just get into this Unitarian thing where it's all just have a bunch of gods on a mantle and, you know, it's all good, all roads lead to salvation? Nope. Ain't going to cut it. There's only one way to eternal life. Amen? And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So who wants to be saved? John, you want to be saved? Amen. There's only one way, man. Rick McClary, you want to be saved? There's only one way. Thank the Lord for that precious shed blood. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. Hey, kids, you ready to hunt some Easter eggs? I can get them pretty riled up. You know what, man? We really do need to be excited. We really do need to take a lesson from these little ones, man. No, we're not going to hunt Easter eggs. We're not going to do any of that jazz. But, man, we're saved people, man. That is the biggest blessing we will ever have. Excuse me. Yeah, we can do that. Luke 9 and 51. Let's talk about this real fast. Jesus Christ was and is completely devoted to your salvation. Let that sink in. Think about when Peter, everybody up now? Everybody get up. Let's dance. Hey, Rex, good to see you, brother. Terry, good to see you, brother. Remember when Jesus was laying it out to the disciples and Peter was like, not so, Lord, never you. What did Jesus say to Peter? He said, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Well, okay, so does that mean Peter was like a closet Satan worshiper? I don't get it. Is he calling him out now on it? It's like, I know what you've been reading, Peter. No. Look, man. Look, that just goes to show us that good godly folk, if we're not attentive, we can let the devil use us sometimes. Hey, think about it, man. We get in the flesh a little bit. Somebody hurts your feelings. And all of a sudden, you ain't super Christian no more, right? Oh, let me tell you something, brother. snap into a Slim Jim. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God is good. He said, get behind me, Satan. I'm going to do what I am born to do. I am going to do what I have been put on this earth to do. Amen? By the way, like we just read, he's the only person that could do it. 100% God, 100% man, tempted just like anybody else. So you cannot say, well, Jesus doesn't understand. This temptation was just too much. I mean, there it was. Two shoes, one low price. I had to get them. Jesus was tempted just like you, just like me. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't give into it. You see what I'm saying? He's the only one that could save us. Luke 9 and 51. When the days drew near for him to be taken up. Oh, that don't sound so bad. Well, it wasn't exactly go to Jerusalem and ascend up into heaven, now was it? There was a little bit that had to take place before that. A couple puppet trials, being mocked, being scourged, being beaten, being ridiculed, being spit upon by the people you're there to save. Dragging a big old heavy cross. Bleeding profusely, probably can't even see anymore. This is God. There's no way I can paint a picture for you. There's no way I can explain to you the love of Jesus Christ. But let it sink in as much as you can this morning. What has been done for you? What has been done for me? That God himself, stepped down off of heaven's throne, man, and went through all that for me and you. Amen? He was devoted to your salvation. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Unwavering, determined. I'm going to do what the Father has asked of me to do. Love kept him on that cross. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. Let's talk a little bit real fast about what's been done for us. World's got a problem, but there's good news. Jesus Christ died for that sin problem. Amen? I got news for you. He didn't just die for that sin problem. He rose from the dead. Isn't that awesome? And all God's people said, that's rad. That is capital R, capital A, capital D. What's the baseball bat symbol, Dana? Exclamation mark, exclamation point. That's what that is, man. That is rad. I'm not being silly. I mean, I am being silly. But, dude, Jesus Christ died for you so you don't have to go to hell and we walk around like nothing ever happened. I ain't being mean right now. Rachel was just really mean to me this morning. And so, I'm playing. God is good. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Who though he was in the form of God, you hear that? Did you hear that? Jesus Christ is God. Did y'all know that? He always was, always is, always will be God. Second man of the Trinity, the Messiah. Made a lot of appearances in the Old Testament. You guys know that? Jacob wrestled with him. Abraham hung out with him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went to a bonfire with him. He's all through the Old Testament. Matter of fact, he created some stuff too. Did y'all know that? It's in there. Read 1 John, man. I ain't making that up. God is good. Jesus is good. Who, though, he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. It wasn't something he had to work for, Miss Cindy. It wasn't something like, I'm going to go on this mission down to earth, then I come back and then I get to be God. He was God and is God. Amen? But made himself nothing. Think about that. I think I have established the point to something you already know. Jesus is God. Okay? But let's talk about this. He made himself nothing. Nothing. How about them apples? Listen. Okay, listen. He was born in a barn. Sleepy little town. Could have been born in a palace. Could have lived in a palace. Man, we're talking about he is God. He'd done anything he wanted to do. He made himself nothing. Matter of fact, let's continue reading. But made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. Form of a servant. Remember the Last Supper? Remember that? Remember the Last Supper when the disciples were sitting around and they were griping and they were complaining and they were arguing and they were bickering about who's the greatest? Who's the greatest disciple and all that? Jesus got undressed, washed all their feet. You know who the foot washing servant was? The lowest servant there was. The bottom of the barrel servant is the servant that would wash the feet. So as they're sitting around arguing about who's the best, who's the greatest, Jesus showed them this. He came to show us the right way, amen? Oh, man, God is good. Taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. But you know what? It wasn't just death. It wasn't that clean. It wasn't like death by firing squad. It wasn't like being beheaded. It wasn't like being stoned. Death on a cross. To the point of death, even death on a cross. See, he had to fulfill every single prophecy. Everything had to come together. You see what I'm saying? And there is no more inhumane way to die than to die on a cross. What did the scripture say at the Last Supper as he went to wash his disciples' feet to show them the full extent of his love, some translations say? When he died on that cross, Brother Donnie, he was showing us the full extent of his love. I'm not just here. Like some people, I'm not just here to teach you some life lessons. I'm not just here to instruct you on some stuff. But I'm actually going to lay down my life for you. Think about that. Oh, well, he was God, like you said. He didn't feel no pain. Oh, man, don't be ridiculous, dude. He was 100% God, 100% man. He felt every single inch of those nails. Every single bit of it. All that scourging. He felt it, man. Are y'all with me this morning? Yeah. 100% healing. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That's our sins right there, man. That's our sins. That's a big one. He paid for that. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. Well, Pastor Paul, and all God's people said, the church I went to before this one said that miracles aren't really for today. So this whole by his stripes were healed thing, that's really like old school. And then Jesus changed his mind. God changed his mind because when it says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, it doesn't really mean that. But see, we have to put God in this tiny little box because I don't really want to exercise my faith, and it's just so much easier to say that he doesn't do that kind of stuff right now. Does that make sense? But Jesus Christ is still in the healing business, folks. By his stripes, we are healed. You know what? There's a lady that goes to this church that just got healed of cancer. Yeah, and you know what? She ain't here today. So next week when she gets up and gets all excited and says it, Brian, everybody just be cool. Like I didn't just break that news, okay? Y'all with me? Nah, she'll be fine with it. I guess. I reckon I should have ran that by her first. Anyways, God's still in the miracle working business. Hey, man, the Lord didn't heal your daddy. He died of cancer. He did die of cancer. The Lord took him home, man. His ways are above our ways. Amen. Okay, John 19 and 30. Is that up there? La, 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 la. When Jesus had received the sour wine, this is good, he said, "It is finished," and bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, when he said, "It is finished," the real word is, man, I'm going to butcher this, tetelestai. Tetelestai. You know what that means? Yeah, kind of. A little, yeah. Yeah, it does mean that. It's an accounting phrase. You see, you can't get anywhere with these people, Travis. These are smart folks, man. Smart people in here. Yeah, that's what it means. But it's a business term, okay, and it means paid in full. How about that? So when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," the other gospels record it as screaming out, "It is finished. Paid in full." Hey, devil, guess what, man? In your face, dude. You know what he does, man, when he gives up his spirit? You hear that? He gave it up. Nobody takes it from him, Rick. He gave it up, man. I lay my life down for you. Amen? You see what I'm saying? He goes down to the pits of hell and he spikes the proverbial football. Boom! How about that? Looks like your plan backfired, buddy. Man, God is good. He said paid in full, man. That's all of us. That's not, I start going to church, I work a little bit, I'm the little engine that could. One day I'm going to be good enough and I might just be able to get to heaven. No, man, it's a gift. It's a gift. We accept it. It's paid in full, man. You don't have to take it if you don't want it, but when we take it, that's it, man. We're saved. Amen? Let's turn this thing into like that old school Geraldo episode and just start throwing chairs and stuff, man. Not really. James, come up here. He's not in trouble. Paid in full. Next slide. Thank you, Jesus. So he gives up his spirit. He lays down his life for all humanity. Doesn't stop there, amen. You know what, man? Wouldn't that be sad if we were all wasting our time this morning? We were just here kind of celebrating this really good guy who made a bunch of promises and only could keep most of them. But man, we're so blessed, right? He kept every single promise. Everything that was prophesied about him came to pass. See, we serve a risen Savior. And that's what separates us from the rest of the world. You know? Yeah, give them some praise this morning, man. We serve a risen Savior. I mean, think about it. We might as well be golfing or something. But he's alive, man. He kept his word. He keeps his word. You couldn't pay me to go golfing. It ain't because people ain't tried, man. Anyways, we'll talk about that next week. Wendy, can you come back for next week? And we'll talk about golfing. The spiritual discipline of golfing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, Luke 24. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. Listen, man, y'all are going to have to fake this or you're going to have to really get excited. Everybody get ready. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. Quick poll. Who do you think these people are? Angels, yep. In dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" I'll give you another chance. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen." Yeah, because, I mean, that's really the big thing, right? That's what we're talking about today. That's the best news you could ever, ever, ever get. That our Lord and Savior died for my sins and rose from the dead. Amen? He keeps his word. "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men?" That's an interesting point. He told his disciples that these things were going to happen to him. And so when they look back, it happened exactly how he said it was going to happen. You see what I'm saying? Everything the Old Testament said about him happened. Amen? Oh, well, maybe Isaiah was somehow written after Jesus Christ. No. Dead Sea Scrolls, man. Carbon dated, brother. Way before Jesus. And it was talking about Jesus and what was going to happen to Jesus. Amen? All right. Looky here. We want to open these altars up. It's time to make that decision if you haven't already made it. Today's the day to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't wait for you to get your ducks in a row because it ain't going to happen.